Bem-vindo ao podcast para aprender inglês, o melhor podcast de inglês do Brasil e do mundo. Aqui é o Teacher Mike, professor de inglês e fundador da Accelerate Idiomas, a principal escola de inglês 100% digital do Brasil. Aproveite o episódio de hoje e vamos acelerar o seu inglês. Alright, antes de começar o episódio de hoje, eu tenho dois informes. Informe número 1, eu quero que o podcast para aprender inglês tenha a sua versão ao vivo. Eu quero que ele seja semanal e eu quero que ele seja ao vivo. Porém, naturalmente, eu não vou conseguir ter um convidado por semana para sempre fazer ele ao vivo com um convidado por semana. Eu quero ter sempre convidados. Então, se você é uma pessoa que acha que quer participar do podcast para aprender inglês e quer falar em inglês, para a gente conversar 100% em inglês sobre qualquer assunto, me manda uma DM. Sei lá, você é um psicólogo, você é um psiquiatra, você é um cara que produz conteúdo online ou alguma coisa assim. Fala comigo, cara. Vamos participar do podcast, mas a gente tem que falar 100% em inglês. Mesmo que seu inglês não seja tão bom, a gente pode fazer. Mas eu tô precisando de alguém. Pode ser um professor de inglês, tem que ser uma pessoa com inglês fluente, tem que falar muito bem e tem que gostar de produzir conteúdo em inglês para participar de um podcast semanal ao vivo. Já aviso de antemão, o podcast para aprender inglês não ganha dinheiro ainda, então não tem como eu te pagar, mas é uma coisa que você pode construir para o longo prazo para você participar, beleza? Então olha só, se você é essa pessoa, pode ser, manda uma mensagem no Instagram, manda uma DM, vou colocar o link na descrição desse podcast de hoje se você quiser mandar uma mensagem para mim. A segunda coisa é relativa ao dinheiro. O podcast para aprender inglês está procurando patrocinadores, apoiadores do podcast. A gente já tem uma audiência muito grande, já temos em torno de 40 mil plays mensais, nós chegamos a 1 milhão de plays recentemente, então estamos crescendo muito numa época de grande expansão. Então, se você quiser participar do podcast para aprender inglês como um apoiador, você é uma pessoa que tem uma empresa no Brasil e acha que existe uma grande chance de patrocinar esse podcast para mostrar o seu produto para muita gente aí no Brasil, pode mandar uma mensagem para mim ou pode mandar um e-mail. Eu vou colocar a informação aqui embaixo desse podcast também, beleza? É isso, então bora pro episódio de hoje chamado The Art of Persisting. Ok, so, a few years ago, I think 5 years ago, I gave up on a big part of my life. You know, growing up, I thought I wanted to be a lawyer. I went to university, and I'm not gonna lie, I really liked it. I loved the first semester. However, as time went by, you know, the honeymoon with the law school was over and the excitement did not really last. So by the second semester, I was already getting tired of the whole thing. By the third semester, I was pretty sure that it was not for me. I had a job at the time, which paid extremely well, considering I was just, you know, right at the first year of university. And I had a very clear, quote-unquote, path, career path ahead of me. I had two options already laid out by the time I was 17 years old. I could become a lawyer at the office I was working at already, which was something highly likely, and I'd be in an extremely good position straight out of university. Or the second thing, I could become a lawyer at my parents' office, and then again, if I had decided to do it, I'd be in a very good position straight out of uni, straight out of university. Most people would have loved to be on my shoes. Not only had I been studying what I thought I loved, but I had also seen a very clear career path in front of me with practically open doors to the jobs. I'm not even gonna mention the social part of my life at the time. You know, I had a lot of friends, a very large social group of friends. I was very active playing poker with some of them and, you know, drinking beers at pubs almost weekly with my colleagues at work and partying pretty hard at uni. So what happened then? Well, long story short, I felt compelled to move to Canada with my sister. She's the one who really decided to come in the first place. So to most people, I gave up. I gave up law school. I gave up a career. I gave up friends and family in Brazil, etc., etc., etc. In 2016, I moved to Canada, and I went to go after a bachelor's degree in business administration, and I gave up again. So at this point in my life, I had no idea what I was going to do. So I started teaching English, and I started doing it more seriously. In 2017, I started a podcast, the one that you're listening to right now, and in 2017, I didn't create as many episodes as I should have. The podcast was called The Journey. And the idea was to document, well, my journey. Again, I had no idea what that journey was. I was just trying to document it. And again, you are listening to one episode of The Journey right now.
I met cool people along the way, some great people, great entrepreneurs, which got me thinking about that aspect of life. Maybe I could become my own boss. Maybe I don't need a job to go to. And also, in 2017, I decided to start an Instagram account to help me get some students. The idea was very simply, I just needed some students to help me put some food on the table. Trust me when I say I had no money at all. Of course, my mom and dad helped, but I was 20 years old, trying really hard to be independent, which, as I've learned, takes a lot more effort than I initially had thought. So, also in 2017, in the same podcast called, now called O Podcast para Aprender Inglês, but which was then called The Journey, I recorded this episode called The Art of Giving Up. And although it was written by my 20-year-old silly self, I still believe every single word of that episode. Giving up is a skill you have to learn. Letting someone, something, or someone go is just as important as never letting them into your life. I needed to go through law school to learn that that was not for me. And when I gave up, that opened new avenues. Anyways, you can go back to the episode 2 of this podcast, The Art of Giving Up, and you'll understand what I mean. But today's episode is called The Art of Persisting. And why is that the name of this podcast? Because once you find the thing that you really want to do for the rest of your life, you should persist. And when you persist, things happen. Such as 500 new students on my online courses around the world in 12 months. 1 million listeners to this podcast. 40,000 plays every month. I now have a real business in Brazil, a business that generates not only revenue, but also has a team that collaborates and works together to help solve the problems that Brazil faces regarding language, teaching, and learning. Next year, the same business will probably grow exponentially to the point where we'll need to hire more people, a larger team to serve a larger audience and help more and more people. I'm not flexing here. I'm just saying it's really cool. We're really happy. Our goal is to reach 1,000 new students next year. That's a very difficult goal, but we're going to try it and we're going to do it. I have also found a career path in Canada in marketing, most likely digital marketing. That's not very clear for me yet. I have found a job in a tech startup, which is a perfect match for my current skills. Trust me, when I say that I don't want to have a job, I don't want to have a boss, but because of my visa and immigration regulations, I need to work in Canada as an employee for at least a year before I can stop and continue full-time on my own business. Unfortunately, the Canadian immigration services are too dumb to recognize the entrepreneurial abilities most of the immigrants have. But anyways, that's not for today. And how about we talk about what really, really, really matters? I now have a wife and a baby on the way. So if I told my own self, who recorded the first episode of The Journey here 3.5 years ago, even more than that, that he would have a baby in 3 to 4 years, he would tell me to fuck off. I'm not kidding. Not a single joke. He would say, shut the fuck up. You're not gonna have a baby in 3 years. But here we are. And all of this only happened because I persisted. And not only did I persist, I gave up what didn't matter. So here's the deal. It's the art of persisting on what matters while giving up on what doesn't. That's absolutely it. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.